funeral is carcinogenic, and that is felt to be the case, and I'm not sure where that situation stands. Do you copy?
Roger, I do copy. I think it's one of these situations where the patient has such infectious diseases that other than routine is a second drug of choice, but prefer to use Flagyl as the first drug of choice. I'm trying to think, probably I could find within a matter of moments
take time to give this kind of assistance. You can't imagine what effect it has on people in the world, in this part of the world, who want to have a distorted image of USA. Good doctor, you can't imagine. Kilowatt 9, Gulf, Dan, Quebec. The band is unusually clear tonight. I don't know. I think it's because the population has been running about the same. It starts about an hour before. That would be about 11 your time. Get clear enough that you could read something of that nature that would be helpful to him to understand this particular concern that he has. I mean, he's suggested that would be very fine if you could do it. You could line up about 11 o'clock, say about the same frequency tomorrow night, 11 o'clock your time, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock our time. That would be most helpful, and if he can find you around the net, 3 o'clock our time or 12 o'clock your time on this, what was the two specialties?
On orthopedics and
rheumatology. If that's Roger on that, we won't take any more of your precious time, K9GDQ.
Okay, a couple of other comments if you're still copying. WB system ID slant 803. I subscribe to the yearbooks of in various fields, and from looking in the yearbook of drug therapy 1977, and they're talking about immediate dysentery of children, they're talking about a drug not available here in the U.S., but probably easily available to you, namely Primidazole, two like an atom. I-N-I-D-A-Z-O-L-E. The author just states that although metronidazole Flagyl is ineffective, this is more effective at lower dose achieving higher peak serum concentration. They study this again, 30 African children between 7 months of age and 11 years of age with Antonita histolytica. And the cure was achieved in all but two, so 28 out of 30 had cure from that. And these two cured immediately, became free of symptoms immediately, but continued to have them assist for about a month. No adverse effects were noticed, and the primidazole is given at least in children in a single daily dose to meet a dysentery in children.
You copy.
Okay, I understand. You do copy me. Is that correct, Bob?
Yes, we copied him. He wanted to catch something about an effective 22 out of 30, and no, you asked the question. I
got the significance that you used tinidazole in a lower dose and a single daily dose, but I'm not sure about the other advantages of tinidazole. Over.
Okay, the signal is way down now. It's correct. 28 out of 30. Immediate cures, all starting symptomatic relief, and I see that continue to exceed this going for 30 days. They're recommending it's not yet available in the U.S., so you'll be able to get it there. The signals are way down for a minute, but if the brain stays open, let me open up the next volume here and see if I can contribute anything, because if you feel out of it, and I imagine being more of a tropical area, you should be prepared for that. Tinidazole may have an advantage. Now, in the previous volume here, there's another comparison answering your question more directly. Let me see if you still copy before I read that. WB6MIB12BR3K9GB2.
Yes, we do copy you still clearly. I'm sorry that we're down in the mud, kilowatt 9 Gulf, Delta Quebec. We do copy you. Winnebaker 6, Mexico, India, Delta Portable 8, Romeo 3, the medical clinic in Guyana. We do copy. Continue.
Okay, yeah, you're down, but it's coming up again. Okay, I'm going to read you an abstract from the e-book of Drug Therapy 1976 on a comparison of metronidazole and chloroquine for the treatment of amoebic liver abscess. Now, I'm emphasizing now, this is a controlled trial for the invasive disease for liver abscess, and it was compared in a randomized prospective study over the years of 1970 to 73, and this was in, what's the second one, it's the dosage they used of the flagyl was 750 QID for 10 days, and they compared chloroquine half gram a day for 10 weeks. Those given the chloroquine also received 650 milligrams of diiodohydroxyquine TID for 20 days, starting after improvements in the symptoms. There were 50 males and 16 females, the mean age was about 32. They all had fever and upper abdominal pain, mostly right upper quadrant pain. Half of them had a palpable liver, half of them had mild jaundice. Filling defects were present in most on liver scans, which I suppose they're probably not doing down here. In the randomized trial, 1 of 20 patients given the chloroquine regimen was a failure, and 1 of 16 given the flagyl was a failure. The rate of recovery during treatment was related to the abscess size. The abscess aspiration was done in 4 of the chloroquine diiodohydroxyquine treated patients and 1 of the flagyl patients. Let's see now. 20 additional patients that were not randomized but studied separately received flagyl. There was 1 treatment failure. Both metronidazole and the chloroquine diiodohydroxyquine regimen are highly effective in the treatment of amoebic liver abscess. Should one drug fail, the other will probably succeed. Amoxicillin will rarely be needed. Metronidazole will probably eradicate concomitant intestinal amoebiasis, and cure is achieved in a relatively short time. Treatment with metronidazole for 10 days was sufficient in most of the present cases. Abscess aspiration is not necessary for most patients. The editorial comment says encouraging results were achieved. Metronidazole is effective, non-toxic, well-tolerated, and if and chloroquine is made, the need for hemorrhaging disappears. I think you're sort of splitting 6 of these, half a dozen of those worries in terms of success rate. Looks like there's going to be around a 5 or 6% failure with either drug. If one fails, switch to the other. No one is suggesting using both, and we always just prefer the flagyl because it's easier and it works best for the intestinal phase, although for the liver phase, they're giving you pretty good results too. WB6MID/3R3/9 George, David Quinn.
Thank you very much. That was very helpful information. Very helpful information. And very relevant for our work here. As we see people with amoebic dysentery who come in from the surrounding region, and we make our services available to them. Over.
Your signal is way up again. Tell me briefly, what is your medical background, Doug?
What's your medical background?
I am a general practitioner and would be in family practice. However, insofar as I've come to South America before completing specialty training. Over.
Very good. Well, I have a fairly complete library here in terms of internal medicine, pediatric infectious disease, and especially gastroenterology. I'm afraid I myself am very, very weak in things like OB and orthopedics. I haven't been away from it for a while. However, I'm sure I could stimulate some interest in other people with specific questions such as the one you raised. I wonder what the level of the patient load is and if you anticipate any other need for information that I could look up for you. Where are your drugs coming from? Is there drugs from the U.S. or some other country in particular? Or is that all supplied to the missionary? Or what is your supply chain of the
Yes, we do obtain pharmaceuticals from both the United States and this country. And the question about patient load, I see about 50 people a day. Many of them, however, are consults. Over.
Very good. How many other physicians are present on the base there with you, Doug?
We have an obstetrician who wasn't available the other night, and we have several practitioners, and one who's specializing in pediatrics, and one who has a lot of experience in neurosurgical work. Over. No, they're sponsored through our mission.
Yeah.
Volunteer services. Each of us has volunteered our services free of charge to the people here as well as the people in the surrounding community. Over.
Very good. What is the average length or tour of duty there? How long does the average physician volunteer his time for there?
Well, I'm not certain of the others, but myself, my tour of duty is indefinite at this point. Indefinite. I'm just grateful to be of service here and haven't really considered much on time span. I'm enjoying it so much. Over.
Very good. Are you trained in the United States?
Yes. Yes, I am. From California. Over.
Okay, very good. I was born and raised in school mostly in the Chicagoland area. Signals are nicely up at the present time. Again, is there anything else we can do for you before we let you go to bed? You can get up in the morning, Larry, and I'll go ahead.
No, you've been very, very helpful. We certainly appreciate it, and certainly the patients will appreciate your information also. I'm very grateful for this, and thank you for volunteering and offering your services tomorrow. This is a very great tribute to what America is, that it's able to provide people with such a cooperative spirit as you certainly do have. Over.
Okay, Larry, tell you three I'm going to get to bed also. And let us say, well, if for any reason contact is not adequate at noon my time, which is 18:02, we could meet again. Let us
left an untidy laceration on the flexor surface of the index finger and a split 3 centimeter long laceration with tendon injury on the extensor surface at the proximal interphalangeal joint. Do you copy?
Yes, I do. I just, what's the problem?
The injury was repaired. The extensor tendon was repaired with Tevtec 4-0 and skin closure with silk. But my concern is about the flexor flexor tendon area. The flexor tendon, the sublimus and the profundus were both intact. Were both intact and functioning well. However, the area of the on a flexor surface was partially lost, and I'm not certain how the healing process will affect the functional result. Do you copy?
I'm sorry, doctor. I don't think I'll be able to help you here, but I'm already an internist. I'm just a patient. The thought you will get from a good hand surgeon.
Specific information in this situation, I understand. It's a matter requiring a hand specialist. However, I felt that that it was likely you might have some interest in the hand in that area, and that you might be able to give information. However, I do appreciate that it is a highly specialized area. And I understand that it's requiring a hand specialist. Do you copy?
Over. Over.
Yes, that's the situation. Except I believe the headache is secondary to injury to the temporomandibular joint. I've localized the pain to the temporomandibular joint and believe it to be inflamed or undergoing a degenerative process. Do you copy?
Okay, that's a very tough situation. I don't think at this age you would be able to do very much for her. The only person who may be able to help is a good dental surgeon.
Yes, thank you for your advice. I think that's very very reasonable advice. And I greatly appreciate your insight into the situation. And considering that you're very correct that there's likely not much that can be done for a woman this age other than symptomatic treatment. This was a woman who has brought to us, incidentally, as we offer our medical services to many people in the surrounding region here, around our agricultural project, free medical clinic, and the orphanage here. Do you copy?
Thank you, doctor. I'm sorry I couldn't be able to help you. I'll surely inquire about the other one and try to get you a surgeon tomorrow.
Thank you very much. We certainly have appreciated your time. You've been very, very beneficial to us, and your time has been much appreciated by all of us here, and we're certainly grateful that you've been so concerned that you would take your time to benefit us by your communications, and we are very grateful to you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Over.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure, Doctor.
We would appreciate if you would spell your name and give us your address. We would very much like to have your name and address because of your most cooperative attitude, and we're very grateful, and we'd like to be able to thank you. Over.
Okay, my name is spelled like A-G-N-E-S-H-W-A-R. And my telephone number is area code 607-648-4101. Repeat, area code 607-648-4101.
Roger, roger. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Dr. Agneshwar. Agneshwar. Is that the correct pronunciation? Agneshwar. Over.
That's correct.
Over.
Please, also, can we have your address? We would very much appreciate your address. Over.
Chenango Bridge. Chenango. C-H-E-N-A-N-G-O. Chenango Bridge. New York.
13745.
Okay, Roger, roger. Thank you. Thank you very much. We certainly appreciate this communication here in the jungles of South America in Guyana, beautiful Guyana, and our agricultural project and orphanage and free medical clinic. We certainly appreciate you making contact with you. And the information, advice, and help for making contact and consultation tomorrow. We certainly are grateful to you for your consideration and your conscientiousness. Thank you very much. Over.
Thank you kindly. Goodbye. Dr. Agneshwar.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering if I arranged a schedule, what would be the best time for me to arrange a schedule with them to get this answer over?
I'll call you back tonight.
Okay, Dr. Agneshwar. And I appreciate it too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Chap said he couldn't come either.
Oscar knows about he said that either he or somebody else could come over.
In fact, I was told the truck was pink. If the substitute would be alright, the substitute works with the same people, you copy that where the article was.
That makes no difference. That means he'll bypass right over. We are sensible enough to know that that's the organ of Oscar. You copy?
Roger.
And so we are preparing to cancel. Even a large delegation is presently in the capital going from one to one, setting people straight. Even a letter was going to come down from Nick's boss, during absolute giving the word that no interference would be made whatsoever in the issue of Susan. We've been gaining support every day there, her and several other leading civil social justice leaders. You copy?
Right.
Mail pouring in on their behalf, as we have been told to do, originally. I guess at that point you have to say Hudson. You copy?
Roger.
Over 2,000, I've stayed up night and day, saying all the beautiful things about this part of the world, and how it appears that there's a building of relationships between two friendly countries. Do you copy?
We can copy the first part of that.
QSL with people all over Rex's place and all over the world. You copy?
Right.
All happily so, furnishing medical supplies, other things, all praises. Back to the favorable article at a radio station about a joint consultation and a birth delivery here. Do you copy?
Right.
With details about that, but just, it was complicated.
Roger.
So it's now it's a matter of the gravest importance. We have an audience with Brown because that's where our trust lies, and we've been told that everyone went along with this situation but Brown. You copy?
It's a matter of the gravest importance. We have an audience with Brown, and then who we trust, and that's that.
And we trust Miller, but he wasn't in the decision making. We were informed.
Got it.
People in Oscar, without mentioning Hudson unless you have to, stated unequivocally that it was new to heavy. You copy?
Right.
And with Maxwell's behavior, all the things I said, you know, there to be said about Maxwell. Did it in. It's obvious they were not calling Hudson a paragon of virtue, but he along of late had done nothing but help to ease strain. You copy?
Roger.
Because there was no more need of any consultation with that department, just like there'd been none, no need with Miller's of late. You copy?
Roger, roger.
This is either idiocy or design. You copy?
Roger, roger.
We have no security until we talk, because this man has never shown the slightest interest. All he's ever done is drop in and a few insults and depart like some Benito Mussolini. We don't know, and we're prepared to follow, but we cannot. This will cause divisiveness, and he knows it.
We don't know, and we're prepared to follow, and see if you get up to that.
We were prepared to follow
wherever they had to go, he copied.
Roger.
But we do not intend to be treated in this fashion. Because he created divisiveness and he knows it could do nothing less. Do you copy?
Right.
It's obvious he wants to isolate this wonderful project either by design or stupidity from any communication to the public. Do you copy? So we're calling, even though we have a charter range, which they can check, and have many of Harry's people. You haven't got any confirmation on even that Oscar group, have you?
No, no confirmation. There's been
contact notes, but no actual confirmation. Anything encouraging? The woman said that she tried to be tomorrow, and that she didn't try to come. Not that was a copy. We can't. We just shouldn't die. We just shouldn't die and live like this. Going through internal hell. Back there, we cannot take these internal kinds of... He knows that's going to turn internal wrath on us. You copy?
Roger,
even though we've arranged a charter for a number of Harry's people, we are going to cancel it unless we can talk to Brown. Give a release to Brown if we cannot talk with him and to others, the few in the world that we have respect for.
We did not copy the beginning. We're starting to do some static. We didn't copy the beginning.
If we are not given an audience, we will give a release to Brown and others like him, the few that we respect in the world, because it's obvious that our hard work, what the doctor yesterday called with intense productivity, egalitarianism, is not wanted. That man couldn't run loose like a bull in a china closet.
Roger, stand by. Roger.
By two in your government, that he does not like us. He covered.
Informed by two in the government, that
he does not like our guts.
Roger, Roger.
Obviously, if we're getting treatment like this, assurances about generally mean nothing. You're not consulted. When you're not consulted, not even consulted. You're treated like this. Not even consulted because of some mix-up in the column, which I wouldn't have even approved. But we do have extensive...